Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله رب العالمين والجنة للموحدين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا معشر الشباب من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج فإنه أغض للبصر وأحسن للفرج. Respected Imam, Ulama, Huffaz, Elders and Brothers in Islam, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh. First and foremostly, we thank the Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, who is indeed our Creator, Rabbul Alameen, our Sustainer, our Nourisher. And we send our salams upon our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to all his families and to all his companions. And we send our salams to all the Muslims right around the world until the day of Qiyamah. Today is a Mubarak day of Jum'ah, and we thank Allah Ta'ala for granting us this opportunity to breathe still in this day. We cannot understand how fortunate we are to be from amongst the Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the only guided nation in the world. And more specifically, it is the only Ummah in the world with a complete code of life. It is the only Ummah in the world that has got specific detailed, demonstrated codes of life in every department of life. No other religion in the world has got this. From tahara, cleanliness, to our dealings, to our personal life. And today, inshallah ta'ala, I'd like to just spend a few minutes that Allah ta'ala has given us in this Mubarak day of Jummah. Remind myself and you that we are all brothers in Islam. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. So we are all brothers. We have to understand that. Regardless where we come from. The minute we say La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, you are my brother and I am your brother. Whether what race we come from. And this is the beauty of Islam. We have to have a soft natured approach to one another. We have to have this attitude of afwa, of forgiving and tolerating and overlooking. Something that is lacking within us, in many of us, I would say. We cannot be hard-hearted towards one another. Allah Ta'ala is not pleased with people who do not overlook one another's faults. As the hadith says, كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمْ خَطَّاءٌ. Everyone makes mistakes. Who doesn't make mistakes? Is there anybody that can claim? وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. The best of those who make mistakes are those who make tawbah. And Allah is غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And this is the beauty of the whole concept of insaniyat. Your weaknesses, your shortcomings. We know ourselves. We know where we fall short. And it is the beauty of being a mu'min and a Muslim is to help one another. Remind one another. بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْئِذَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ. As Allah Ta'ala says, speak to one another بِالْحِكْمَةِ. Use wisdom. Don't be too direct. And don't be, use harsh words. This is not the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If we say we follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then we need to look at our attitude, we need to look at our akhlaq. Am I really following this great Nabi of Allah? His sunnah. So the hadith that I would like to emphasize on, as I've quoted the ayah, as Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O those of you believe. Believe. And that is the crux of the matter. To what extent do we believe? Everybody can say they believe, but your belief will be tested. The minute you say that I believe, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, then Allah Ta'ala says, then the doors of test is open for you. You will be tested. In good and bad, everything, Allah Ta'ala, in every department of your life. Whether it is in your business or at your work, whether it is with your wife and your children, with your family members, society, your neighbors, Allah Ta'ala will test us. There's no doubt. وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Yani, our lisan, the tongue, is the one organ in the body that will get us into trouble. It will get some people into Jahannam, and it will get the others into Jannah. So the tongue is very, very powerful. And where are we leading with this topic? Allah Ta'ala has made the institution of nikah half of our iman. Can you believe that? To get married, to live with a spouse, to become a husband, to become a wife, that requires half, or it will take up half of our iman. And that's a very big statement. If only we are people who reflect. So if it is half of our iman, the other half of our iman is to fear Allah Ta'ala. But I would like to add, not to fear Him per se, but to fear His punishments. Allah wants to be loved. Al-Wadud is one of His most beloved names. Al-Latif, Al-Rahman, the most compassionate. Allah wants to be loved. He's a loving Allah, He's a loving creator. But we must fear His punishment. So when Allah Ta'ala says, اتقوا الله. It is actually to fear his punishment. It is a warning and a reminder. As the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to us as husbands, اتقوا الله في النساء. Fear Allah. Fear the punishment and the adab of Allah regarding your woman folk. And we find in society today that the whole institution of nikah is crumbling. And you ask, lots of ulama, lots of imams of masajid are asking, what can we teach the people? Or what didn't we teach them? Where are the people going wrong? And if you look at the khutbatun nikah, which we all, I think, know by heart, the three ayats of taqwa. يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. Fear Allah as it should be feared. His right is to be feared. As we sit here, dear brothers, each one of us has got our date written. D-O-D and D-O-B. If only we can always, when we open our mouth to make statements, think about, there is a time for my expiry. I don't even know if it's today. I might sit on this minbar and get a heart attack. Our lives are so short, and the hisab is waiting. Hasibu qabla an tuhasabu. Before you want to make hisab of your wife and everybody else, let's make hisab of us, ourselves. Before we want to point out the faults of everybody else, and more specifically in this case, husband to wife, wife to husband, I sometimes ask myself, why did these people get married in the first place? If they are fighting like this. You know, as ulama, you can ask all the ulama. Al-ulama warathatul anbiya. They have inherited the maqam and the job and the duty and responsibility of the anbiya. Imagine Allah Ta'ala takes all the ulama away from the world, which is also a sign of Qiyamah, which will be coming. If you see an alim passing away, you must know it's a big, big alama. Alamatul Sa'ah. Allah Ta'ala will take away the knowledge and the ilm via the death of the ulama. But if you ask them, then they will tell you, all these problems of society, every locality, every area where people are living, we as Muslims are supposed to be the shining examples of husbands and wives. We should show the world how to be kind, considerate, loving, overlooking, soft-natured, smiling, friendly to each other. But we find no sooner people get married, then they become very aggressive to one another. This I can't understand. It's supposed to be two people that love one another. And as we know, after the imam performs the nikah, then one of the du'as that are being made, Allahumma ja'al baynahuma ulfata wa mahabbata. And this to me is very, very striking, this dua. Whereby we asking Allah Ta'ala, we directing our appeal and our application. O Allah, Allahumma ija'al baynahuma, between this husband, this bride and groom, ulfa wa mahabba. So, It teaches us something here, that quality of ulfa and that quality of mahabba comes from Allah Ta'ala. And therefore, the husband or the bride and groom must be taught. Appeal to Allah Ta'ala every day in your sajda. The best place to ask Allah Ta'ala. Beg Him, oh Allah, put this mahabba and this ulfa in my heart. Let me not be always opposing my wife or my husband. Why must we oppose one another? You can disagree, no problem. Bil ihtiram. You're entitled to your opinion, but bil ihtiram, with respect. Somebody does something wrong, we are Muslim. We belong to the highest religion on earth, with the highest Nabi, with the highest book, with the highest constitution and Sharia. All we have to do is to implement and display. Display. I've been told that, attend to our time is up. So, Allahu Akbar. In short, what can we say that hasn't been said already? Our ulama are here and all over the world, they say the best of things. And the Quran is the same. Wherever you go, it's the same Quran being recited. So may Allah Ta'ala bless us all. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the understanding. There's so much. I'll just leave you with one nasiha. Inshallah, that all those who intend to get married, all those who want to make a success of their marriage, their married life, whether you the groom or the bride, you must go for proper understanding via the correct knowledge and go to the ulama. Ask them to teach you the akhlaq of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We cannot reach that maqam, but we can try. And we can try to adopt the best of qualities, as the Nabi alayhi salam said, Bu'ithtu li utammima makarim al-akhlaq. I've been sent to this world. My maqsad was to change bad qualities, bad akhlaq to good akhlaq. May Allah Ta'ala make us all of those who have good akhlaq and enter us into Jannatul Firdaus. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Fajazakum Allah khair.
We say Jazakum Allah Ahsan al Jaza to Mawlana for those short, concise, and beautiful advices. Alhamdulillah, Mawlana is all the way from Cape Town in Rylands. And Mawlana is doing sterling work that side. Mawlana's speciality is actually marriage counseling. Mawlana has dedicated his life to this very important aspect of premarital counseling, mediation, arbitration, and specializing in giving couples guidance on how to keep their marriage qa'im and keep it steadfast forever and forever, helping and assisting the bride and the groom through this journey of their marriage. Mawlana studied in the first Darul Uloom in Newcastle that was established in our country, had the honor of studying under the great scholar of our time, pious elder, Mawlana Qasim Sema, rahmatullah alayhi, Allah falis kabar wa nur, one of the greatest ulama that alhamdulillah, on our shores in our country, Mawlana studied there. And in his journey of his studies, also an amazing thing. He only went to study after he got married, had three children, left everything behind, his businesses, his workplace, his profession, everything he left behind, and he pursued this journey of learning ilm and becoming an alim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept Mawlana's efforts, inshallah, and Allah continue to use Mawlana, inshallah, for the service and for the khidmat of deen. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. And also, brothers, once again, we remind you of the collection that takes place every week for our masjid, for our madrasa. Inshallah, our urge to give now should continue to increase as we come closer to the month of Ramadan, the month of giving, alhamdulillah, shukr. We open our hearts knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most definitely recompensate us in this dunya, in our qabr, and in the akhirah. And where better to spend that wealth which Allah has given us in the path of Allah, in the masjid, in the madrasa, where so much good takes place. And inshallah, we can also share and have a share in that good that takes place, inshallah. Allah give us the understanding. Jazakallah. Thank you.
أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وسيدنا محمد رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين لهم ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله وعز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا ومن يتق الله يكفر عنه سيئاته ويعظم له أجرا وقال سيدنا وحبيبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على جميع نعمه التي لا تعد ولا تحصى ومن أعظم نعم الله عز وجل شرائع الإسلام الطاهرة ومن أهم أحكام الشريعة ومن أعظم سنن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح فقد بين الله عز وجل النكاح علامة على قدرته قائلا بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون وقد اهتم الشريعة بحفظ اللسان حثنا الله عز وجل قائلا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال سيدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا معشر الشباب من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج فإنه أغض للبصر وأحصن للفرج ومن لم يستطع فعليه بالصوم فإنه له وجاه فعلينا أن نتخلق بأخلاق حبيب رب العالمين سيدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن جميع أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة كلهم أجمعين وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنهم وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمظلومين والمستضعفين في سبيلك في كل مكان، ولا سيما في غزة وفلسطين عامة والشام والعراق والهند والكشمير وبرما وتركستان والسودان وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين، اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى بفضلك وقدرك وقدرتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ردنا ورد جميع المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. Let's fill in the gaps between the shoulders, ensure that the heels are in a straight line. Let's fill in the gaps in the softs in front of us. Once we're in the soft, let us ensure that we stand with our shoulders locked to each other, so that there are no gaps once we commence the salah. One of the means of being protected from shaitan and also for unity in the ummah is to stand as close as possible in salah, ensuring that our sufuf are straight.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة.
الله
أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استوى اعتدلوا تقاربوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع، لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع، وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية، في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية، فيها عين جارية، فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة، ونمارق مصفوفة، وزرابي مبثوثة، أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت، فذكر إنما أنت مذكر، لست عليهم بمسيطر، إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر، إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها، وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك، وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن شاء الله there will be a nikah taking place tomorrow at the masjid after asr. Tomorrow after asr, inshallah, there will be nikah taking place.